Chapter 1. Blackout. Brutal Betrayal. Betrayal by the one I love left me in utter darkness. Suddenly I felt completely alone, or as if loneliness had taken me hostage. If this has happened to you, the first thing I want you to know is you are not alone. The very fact that you're listening to this book means that others are out there unseen. They are in your church, neighborhood, and circle of friends. Some don't yet know the truth. Many are still in hiding. That feeling of being isolated in the darkness, though powerful, is based on a lie. At this moment, there may be no one in the flesh you feel you can talk to, but Jesus stands ready to listen. Over the past few years, I've heard many heartbreaking stories from wives who have learned about their husbands' secret sexual lives. This discovery, or its disclosure, is what I refer to as blackout. It's like sitting in a friendly, familiar room and suddenly having all the lights go out. The familiar surroundings take an unfamiliar form. Well-known objects become obstacles that trip us up. Fear shrouds us as we grope in the dark, searching for something to orient ourselves by. Some would say those descriptions are overstated. You may have family or friends who say that you're overreacting. After all, looking at pornography is harmless adult entertainment. Fantasy doesn't harm anyone. Such opinions, though, are made out of ignorance and denial. Sexual addiction typically begins with the habitual use of porn combined with masturbation. This self-gratification conditions men to experience sex in isolation, moving them into what I call the world of me. I've experienced firsthand the devastation a wife feels when she realizes the most intimate area of her heart has been betrayed. I've seen over and over the same pain in others, and only those who have been there truly understand it. But well-meaning onlookers, because they lack this understanding, often make comments that create additional wounds. Blackout occurs in different ways and at different levels. Sometimes disclosure is quick, and it seems like someone flipped off the switch. More often, a bit of information starts a dimming process that over time ends in complete darkness. One reason for the slower progression is the way many men are discovered. Often, they're caught. A bill, note, or website gives them away, which leads to a partial confession. Even husbands who desire to come clean leave out critical information in the face of fear. Add to that an angry and hurting wife, and to many men, complete disclosure seems impossible. The result for the wife is like candle flames being snuffed out one at a time, as he discloses or she discovers more and more information. But in a diabolic twist of irony, a partial confession turns out to be worse than none at all. Husbands must confess everything in order for real healing to begin. Lies of omission are still dishonest, even if well-intentioned. Anything left in the darkness leaves a noose the enemy can tighten at the opportune moment. Inevitably, the rest of the story comes out later, increasing the wife's pain and making blackout complete. While confession, what and how much to disclose, will be addressed more later.